It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh, on this Monday morning?
Doing all right. Kind of saw Carrie here, so we're trying to get her to join us.
Yeah, we had her on Taco Tuesday with my daughter, if we should get her on the Veterans Program.
Here absolutely.
Right, Carrie Boyens, of course, who's going to be the new owner of Q92. I'm not going anywhere. Probably around, easing into retirement over the years.
You've been doing that for ever
easing
since I've
retirement.
Known you.
Yeah, 50 years I've been easing into retirement. Not quite ready yet.
Someday it'll happen for me.
That's
someday.
Right. Well, we had kind of a nasty storm last night there.
Yeah, well, it was raining pretty heavily.
Inch and a half here in Madison and Boyd and Dawson at 1.19. So.
Well, I was out west on an annual hunting trip with my father, and I was just recounting a story about a being within 3 feet of a rattlesnake ready to strike.
That sounds exciting.
It was 30 seconds of excitement and terror at the same time.
But it didn't get you.
No. Yeah. I was told that, father said that he'd never seen me more scared or more focused.
So that military training.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So.
Right. Well, speaking of the military, shall we salute a veteran?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Ivor Adolf Unlin. Ivor was born on February 28th, 1915 in Madison and passed away just shy of his 90th birthday on February 9th, 2005. He entered active duty in the United States Army on June 22nd, 1942 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged about 3.5 years later on November 6, 1945, at Camp Perry, Ohio. He was a military policeman with the 1542nd Military Police Training Group out of Cleveland, Ohio. He did spend 2 years, 2 months, and 3 days overseas in the Pacific Theater during World War II. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were marksman with the M1 rifle. The American Theater Service Ribbon, the World War II Victory Medal, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, Good Conduct Ribbon, and the lapel button. So thank you, Ivor, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. A big salute going out to all the veterans out there.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get to the topic at hand today. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the improved access to care and reduced wait times.
Yep, for new patient appointments and primary mental health care. Department of Veterans Affairs sent out a press release on May 24th discussing how wait times and access to care have been improved for new patients when it comes to primary mental health care. For new patients, in April of 24, there was an 11% decrease in average wait times for VA primary care and a 7% decrease in average mental health wait times compared to the same time last year. These wait times come at a time when VA is delivering more care to more veterans than ever before. Compared to the same time period last year, which was a record-breaking year for appointments, VA completed 11% more new patient appointments, including nearly 13% more new patient mental health appointments. VA and the Biden administration are committed to providing all veterans with timely, world-class care they deserve. Veterans trust VA outpatient care is currently at 91.8%, which is an all-time high, and more than 400,000 veterans have enrolled in VA health care over the past year. Since this is a 30% increase over last year, additionally, VA has recently outperform non-VA care in peer-reviewed studies, hospital ratings, and patient satisfaction surveys. Reduced wait times show continued improvement after VA's recent access sprints, which was a nationwide effort to offer more night clinics, weekend clinics, and appointment slots and daily clinic schedules. Additional results from the access sprints include VA completed approximately 25,000 more new patient appointments, an increase of 11% compared to the same period last year. 81% of VA medical centers saw more new patients than the same period last year. 12% Fewer new patients are waiting more than 20 or 28 days for an appointment. 9% decrease in the number of new patients waiting longer than 20 days to receive primary care, and a 9% decrease in the number of new patients waiting longer than 20 days for mental health care. So VA is working to improve access to care. It's also ensuring the care veterans receive is high quality through continuous monitoring and improvement efforts. Last year's first-time ever inclusion of VA facilities at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, annual overall hospital quality star rating views, 67% of VA hospitals receiving 4 or 5 stars compared to only 41% of non-VA hospitals. It's been made possible by Bipartisan PACT Act, signed into law by President Biden as part of his unity agenda for the nation. That was almost 2 years ago now. It's allowed VA to expand VA health care and benefits to millions of veterans. Part of implementing this law, VA recently expanded health care eligibility for millions of veterans nationwide years earlier than called for by law. And as of March 5, all veterans who were exposed to toxins and other hazards while serving in the military and meet certain requirements became eligible to enroll directly in VA health care. Kind of a long article here, but it's a good one. VA is also conducting the most aggressive outreach campaign in history, which we've talked about several times, including hosting over 2,600 events since the enactment of the PACT Act, nationwide advertising campaign, public service announcements, text messages to veterans, encourage them to enroll. VA is continuing rigorous outreach efforts with more than 550 in-person events already scheduled for this year. And so, as always, VA encourages all veterans, family members, caregivers, and survivors to learn about VA and apply for their world-class health care and earn benefits today. And a good place to do that is come on down to my office.
That's right. You got all the, you're the man with the nose for the news. You got everything in for right there in the
and a face for radio.
That too. You and me both. But anyway, they can give you a call there, or they call the Veterans Linkage Line.
Yes, they can at 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, they can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Green and lush level.
Yes. Yep. I do have to be out of the office tomorrow, I believe, for a presentation I have to give to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs up in St. Cloud at their training conference. So,
all right. Here the rest of the week.
Yep. So it's it behooves a veteran or family member to call beforehand just to make sure I'm around. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. You have a great week. We'll chat with you again another VITS info on the air next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benegal, ACPARL Veteran Service Officer with us here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. VETS Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, LACPARL County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for VETS Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.